Well, my next guest's here to share their experiences, budding journalists in the house. How was this experience attending the Global Investigative Journalism Conference? Stand by for the answers. Good that you are here, Jeff Kelly Lowenstein, on behalf of your day job, assistant professor in journalism with Grand Valley State University. You have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here, Shelley.
Appreciate you as well. McKenna Paraso, good morning to you, McKenna.
Good morning.
Date of graduation will be?
2019.
All right, well, you've got time to study hard.
Definitely.
Still. Yes, McKenna, thank you for you. Eric Dio, good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What graduation path are you on?
I'm actually in my final year right now.
All right, congratulations to you both. Okay, good things are happening for our future of journalism, Jeff, underneath your tutelage.
Well, thank you very much, Shelley. Yeah, we all went together to the Global Investigative Journalism Conference last month in South Africa, and this is a conference that brings together about 1,200 journalists from 130 countries all over the world, and it was very distinctive both because it was the first time that had ever been in Africa. It's held every other year. It also was the first time that there were students covering it in a student newsroom. So fortunately, we got support from Dean Anzac, mm-hmm. from Professor Hodge, and from Dr. Mendoza to get funding for two students from Grand Valley to go and attend. We put it out to the entire department. 14 students applied. It was a very tough decision. But Eric and McKenna were the two that were chosen to go and represent not just themselves, their families, their community, but really they were the only American students in the entire newsroom of over 40 students.
Yeah, i.e., that was a big deal for you guys.
Definitely.
Very, very cool. All right, so stepping up to the plate, if you would, McKenna, tell me about why this experience was a must for you, and share one highlight.
I immediately knew when the opportunity arose that it would be an amazing experience. It was a great way to network, and I met so many people there. And all the seminars were just so informative, and I feel like I've definitely established myself as where I want to be in journalism. And I guess the one highlight would definitely be a lot of the people we were able to meet just in our hotel alone. I made some really great connections that I hopefully get to keep for my whole life.
There are a lot of languages going around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Were you reactive in your attendance, or were you taking notes? Were you investigating yourself this experience?
I would say I was a little bit, just because being the only American students, we were definitely, it was a bit of a culture shock at times, just because there was a majority people from African countries, and there's definitely a little bit of a difference in our journalism style, so that gave me time to reflect on, you know, the privileges I have as an American journalist in comparison.
Awesome. Very cool. And this was your first time out of the country?
Besides Canada, yes.
Besides, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that counts. but that's a journey in itself in mm-hmm. Africa. Oh, my goodness. How about your answer, Eric, to a highlight and again, your thoughts on this experience?
Well, I would also say that it was the networking that in the FaceTime and exchanging contact information with so many brave and courageous journalists. Mm-hmm. You know, in the atmosphere that we were in, it wasn't like a rock star among their fans. Mm-hmm. And these journalists were walking around. It was very much journalists among their colleagues. So it was very laid back and very easy to approach them and you know, say, "Hi, my name's Eric," you know, and exchange contact information with them and keeping in touch with them afterwards and stuff like that. So I've definitely made some great connections and look forward to hopefully working with some of them.
Yes. Jeff, again, what a coup for Grand Valley to represent the minority of Americans on site, right?
No, it was a wonderful experience, Shelley, and I'm really proud of how McKenna and Eric handled this opportunity.
Yes.
Because, as they said, it was a big thing to leave the country or being outside from Canada for the first time. Very stimulating environment, very inspiring people, very humbling. And I was fortunate enough to present a little bit about the lottery project that you
yes.
kindly had us in to talk about mm-hmm. last month. And my goal is that in 2 years, when the next investigative journalism conference is held in Hamburg, Germany, that we're able to bring students not only to cover it and represent the community that way, but also to be part of an investigation that then the students are presenting. And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to work together with the colleagues to make that happen as well.
Now, McKenna, I understand you've spoken how you have now a better understanding of the press freedom privileges we have in the U.S., and you want to work hard not only on how to hold powerful people accountable, what, to support other journalists as well?
Yeah, so while we were over there, we met so many journalists that had risked their lives just to, you know, get out the truth and kind of fight for justice for, like, the public there. And it made me realize that a lot of them have so many troubles trying to get this information because they're under more restrictive governments. And it made me realize all the privilege that I have as an American journalist and that I want to kind of use the privilege that I have to not only do my best to be honest and truthful here, but also to get the word out about journalists in other countries that have a lot harder than I do.
Awesome. And let's see what the birdie tells me about you, Eric. You mentioned that the people at the conference accomplished wonderful. Being at this conference makes you feel like you can be one of them. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. I sometimes when it comes to investigative journalism and pursuing a story, I can be a little apprehensive with my anxiety and stuff like that. And this really opened my eyes. And in like what was McKenna was saying is that a lot of the people we met, you know, they risk their lives on a daily basis just to fight injustice and, you know, maybe for me a phone call or something like that isn't so hard to do.
Only Americans in the group, right?
Yes, we are the only Americans in the student newsroom. There were a majority of students from different South African universities, and then there were several German students. And there were definitely a little bit of a difference in reporting styles.
What's a major difference? What's something elephant in the room here?
They were definitely very structured. They had a set list of who was covering what and what photos they were doing. And me and Eric were more, we wanted to like cover as much as we could and get more of like a feature on the journalist there rather than the seminars there. But it ended up working out really well in the end. It was a great space for, you know, different ideas and working together, and it was just a great opportunity to work with students from other countries.
Did you bring anything back, any journaling, any reporting that you had to present to your classmates?
Yes, definitely. We did a lot of coverage. We brought video camera and DSLR still shot cameras, and we did a lot of covering. We covered the seminars as well as also the student newsroom itself, talking to the other students and other journalists that we met there, asking them, you know, sort of like why they got into journalism and what keeps them going.
Jeff, what else is important here?
Well, I think it's important that, as McKenna and Eric are talking about, that it's a very special experience when you bring together people are doing this kind of work all over the world, and it's very hard to do in general, but in particular where the phrase fake news is being thrown around a lot, it has a real impact, not just here in the United States, but really throughout the world. So to be with people who are committed in a collaborative way to working together and exposing the injustices that are happening, that's a very humbling and inspiring experience. And I think the big thing really to mention, though, is again, just how well Eric and McKenna handled a very stimulating, potentially even overwhelming experience. But they took it seriously. They planned in advance. We had weekly meetings. We kind of debriefed each day, thought went when, and then how we could improve it. And ultimately, they have a lot of material that they'll share with other students so that the next time, hopefully, we provide this opportunity, even more students will apply and be able to participate in it. So I'm really proud of the precedent that they set and other colleagues at different American universities. We saw them in the airport. They said, "You brought your students? That's amazing. We've got to get in on this." So they made some history here, and I'm very proud of them for that.
Awesome. Of course, how long was the flight?
15 hours.
Okay, you know, it's
too long.
You know, you got to get there. And tell me more about culture. And I mean, were you able to, I'm sure you were in a hotel room, but were you able to get out and enjoy any culture, any food options, or any life in Africa?
Our days were very filled with the conference, but luckily we had gotten there early enough that the first day we were actually there, we were able to go to the oldest county in South Africa, which is Alexandra, which is right next door. And that was a very eye-opening experience. It gave us a little bit more of a taste of the culture there. But unfortunately, a lot of our time there definitely was spent at the conference, but even there, there was definitely some different cultures that were coming together that was a great learning opportunity.
And Eric, I understand you're a father of three, so kind of a little, I don't want to say you're a non-traditional student, but this must have been cool for you to bring home to your family.
Yes, definitely, and I try to work really hard to set a good example. You know, showing them that to my children that hard work pays off. You know, and I think that when they found out that I was going and while I was gone and what I came back with my stories, I think I did just that. I think I set a good example.
Awesome. All right. Again, the support of Dean Anzac, Professor Hodge, Dr. Mendoza, I understand, and yourself, Professor Jeff Kelly Lowenstein. This is a memory that'll never be taken away.
No, indeed. And one thing that was real nice was the day after we came back, one of his sons came to our class, and so he was there as Eric was presenting about his experience. And you could tell he was paying real close attention and taking notes for the future. So I look forward to working with him in a few years.
All right, McKenna, what's the future for you?
Graduation.
Oh, yeah.
As of right now, just focusing on school. I do a few side video jobs in the Grand Rapids area. I've got an internship next semester, so just kind of figuring it out right now.
Good luck to you. Congratulations on this coup. How about your future, Eric?
Well, I also have an internship at a radio station next semester, and hopefully we'll be working on more freelance journalism and investigative stories.
Put this trip on your resume.
Definitely.
That's a no-brainer. Thanks, guys. All right, Professor Kelly Lowenstein, Jeff, tell me how we find out more information about this and perhaps where we can see the work of McKenna and Eric.
Well, Eric and McKenna did a great job of tweeting and keeping up on social media while we were at the conference, and then the School of Communication blog. McKenna and I were talking about how she has some plans to kind of house quite a bit of the content there. Eric's got an upcoming story in West Side Stories, which is a real exciting project that Professor Ford is leading. So there's quite a few places that people who want to find out more will be able to do so.
Thanks for bringing this to our attention. How do we find out more about the School of our Journalism opportunities here at Grand Valley, Jeff?
Well, it's right on the website at gvsu.edu, and we're the multimedia journalism department, so we just really appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk about some of the exciting things that McKenna and Eric did during their time in South Africa at the Global Conference.
Awesome. Back to reality you go, just for a little bit, then you'll get your degree and fly. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much.